7:50 now, and controversy and high emotions in Michigan, where state lawmakers have approved and the governor has signed a ban on mandatory union membership. Our dueling commentators this morning take sides as Michigan becomes a right-to-work state. Let's begin with Cal Thomas.
Collective bargaining was originally conceived as a necessary defense for workers against management exploitation. In recent years, though, it's become a way for Democrats to collect union dues from all members and funnel them to Democratic campaigns. Never mind that a lot of union members are Republicans, and excessive union victories have caused some companies to fold. Union bosses, President Obama and Jesse Jackson, who's called for a strike by Michigan union members, are angry. That's because they see a reduction in their cash flow and a loss of political power. The left favors choice when it comes to abortion, but opposes choice in education and the right to work. Two dozen states now have right to work laws. The public employee union should be the next target for reform. Cities and states can't afford their benefits. The momentum is running against the unions. They have only themselves to blame. Mike and Bruce.
Now we hear from Bob Beckel.
Yesterday, Michigan's Republican Governor Rick Snyder signed a new right to work law in the state from which the mighty United Auto Workers was founded, in part a reaction to the Battle of the Overpass, where Ford goons beat UAW officials who were trying to organize the auto workers. Ironically, that brutal confrontation led to the strengthening of the UAW, which over the years has won pay raises, health benefits, overtime pay, and workplace safety for its members. These benefits did not come easily to the UAW. The union fought often bloody confrontations with goons from the automobile industry to secure for auto workers among the best contract terms in the country. Right-to-work legislation allows scab workers to secure jobs in the auto industry, not be a member of the union, yet enjoy all the benefits won for its members by the UAW without contributing a dime to the union's cost of negotiations. Governor Snyder now joins Governor Walker of Wisconsin in the vanguard of Republican governors seeking to undermine collective bargaining agreements with the goal of ultimately destroying unions.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas are part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP, and you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.